Torah. Okay, gentlemen, we are learning Hilchos Nida, and at the end of Siman Kuf Tzadivav, we encounter the halacha that a woman is not supposed to begin her Shiva Nikiyim until after 72 hours have elapsed since she had Bia, because of the concern of Polatas the concern that maybe some zera will come in. The mashal I like to give is this is the opposite of the roach motel. They used to speak about there is like a type of way of preventing roaches from your apartment. Those of you who live in the Heights or might live in the Heights, lo aleinu, these things happen. A roach motel is something that the roaches go in and they don't come out. Polatas shefazera is the opposite of that. What goes in comes out. So the zera goes in and the zera will come out. If the zera comes out within the mechaber paskind toich sheish onos l'shimusha, it's soser that day. Therefore, you can't begin the Shiva Nikiyim until 72 hours have elapsed since the last time you had bia. That's the din midina de gemara of poletas shechvas zera. It's a shaila actually in the Gemara whether Poletas is soser or not. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel has a shaila: is Poletas considered a roa or is it considered a nogaas? The my nafgaminas of the Gemara. So the Gemara tells me the nafgamina is whether it is going to be soser. If Poletas is nogaas, so then Poletas will not be. Poletas will not be soser. The Gemara also discusses whether it's bifnim kibachutz. Right? In other words, nogaas bifnim is not true. Nogaas bachutz will be a problem if poletas is roa. So bifnim hu adin kibachutz. Akiva Ackerman sheyichya leyomim tovim v'shanim. Amen. So he pointed out that it's a little bit strange that the Gemara does not give the more common nafgamina, which is that the Torah tells us, "Vishalchu min hamachane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanofesh," that there are different machanos, right? There's the machane shechina, the machane leviyah, and the machane yisrael. "Vishalchu min hamachane kol tzarua," a mitzayra has to go chutz legimo machanos, a zav and the bal keri has to go to Michutz Beis Machanos, and the Tamei Meis, right, is just outside of the Machane Shechina. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikach Moshe's Atzmas Yosef Imo B'mchitzaso, that in the Machane Leviyah, you could be a Tamei Meis, that's not a problem. So Akiva Ackerman raised the kasha, why don't I say that Poletas Shechvas Zera has to be Mishtalach Chutz Beis Machanos, just like a Zav and a Bal Keri, right? Every Bal Keri, we're worried maybe there's Tzuchei Ziva that's mixed into the Keri. So L'cha'ora Poletas should have to be Mishtalach Chutz Beis Machanos. Yet in the Gemara, when we have the Shaila, whether a poletas shechvas zera is like a roa or is it like a nogaas? And we paskin that it's like a roa, even though it's a suffix on daf lamed gimel. But the gemara membeis is poshet, that's dino ke roa, and therefore it's soser. So Akiva asks, so how come the poletas is not mishtala chutz beis machanos? Thus is ingantin a grace akasha, right? It's a good kasha. So the minchas chinuch asks your kasha. Minchas Chinuch HaMitzvah Kuf Pei Aleph asks this kasha, how come the Gemara doesn't talk about Shiluach Machanos? And the Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush that maybe the din of Shiluach Machanos is true only in the Bal Keri itself, not on Poleta Shechvas Zera, who's not dino kebal keri. The Mishnah writes that the Shaila is Avais HaTuma, no? The Mishnah says in Kalim, it's quoted like on the first daf in Bava Kama, right? Avos ha-tuma are what? Ha-sheretz v'ha-shechvas zera, no? That's the lashon of the Mishnah beginning of Kalim. The Rishonim over there write that it could be that it's not really the shechvas zera, it's the Balkeri. And the Minchas Chinuch is assuming that the din is only on a Baal Keri, not on a Plei Letas. It's a din in the Gavra. We'll just say it like that. It's a din in the Gavra. but yes. So that is issue number one. We pass in that Poletas is Dina Kiroa, and therefore it is going to be it's going to be Soser. The only thing is that there are Rishonim who say that Poletas is completely irrelevant for us. The Rush in Perek Dalet Simin Aleph quotes two Shitas in Rishonim who disagree. There is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam says Poletas Shechvas Zera is Seiser. We're only talking about Poletas Shechvas Zera of a Zav. If a woman has Tashmish Hamita with a Zav probably is a man who has gonorrhea. That's the Pashtus, Lo Aleinu. If Zokne Rabbeinu Tam, the Shechvas Zera itself is not going to be a problem. The Lashon HaGemara is Daya Kibo'ala, meaning to say that she accepts, she receives the Tuma that he would have, which is the Tuma of a Zav. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, if you're not a Zav, so there's no Din of Poletas. That's his Shita. Okay, that's already an interesting Shita. That would mean that Poletas is irrelevant for us. The Ravid is cited by the... The Ravid is cited by the Rush over there in Perek Dalet Simin Aleph, and that the Ravid also holds that Poletas is not relevant for us. As of the Ravid, Poletas is a din only l'taharos, not l'baila. That's what the Ravid says. And the Rush basically says, dear Ravid, I don't like what you're saying. It's not really likely that it is l'chatzoin. Nonetheless, the Rashba in the Torah's Habayis, the Rashba thinks that fundamentally the Ravid is correct. And the Rashba writes that Poletas fundamentally should only be Soser L'Taharis, not L'Baila. And he argues for this reason, many of the Gaonim, including the Rif, do not quote the Halacha of Poletas Klal V'Ikar. The Beis Yosef jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels, and Beis Yosef says, one second, Hashmatas Harif, don't prove diddly squat. Because, says the Beis Yosef, the Rif was mashmit many dinim, right? The Rif, if you remember, was mashmit the dinim of Ksamim, right? The Bala Eshgol holds that Ksamim is not relevant to Zman Hazeh. Some argue that the Rif agrees with that. The Rif is mashmit the dinim of Ksamim. In this case, the fact that the Rif is mashmit the din of Poletes, zucked the Beis Yosef, you don't see anything. Because Poletes is really lo shchiach at all. Most women have a period that extends, he says, extends 5 or 6 days. So Mamela, this din that you can't do that you can't start counting Shiva Nikiyim until 72 hours have elapsed, since Tashra Shamita isn't relevant because she's going to be Tumea B'lav Hachi because of the because she's still bleeding. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. So the Rashba likes the Ravid, but the Rashba writes a Bal Nefesh should be Choshesh. Right, Bal Nefesh, we told the story about Rav Amital, no? Rav Amital, when he was living in America, as used to say, the Bal Nefesh is like the Nazir, as opposed to every yeshiva bachur, today learns the Mishnah Berurah, like a Bal Nefesh. This is a din like the Chevra today, not like Rav Amital, because Shulchan Aruch writes, they didn't play Letus, when according to the Rashba, Poletus is only, right, for a Bal Nefesh. No, that's already interesting. That's already interesting. Akiva, I cut you off. You had a comment.
Said that not only the Ravid is something that's happened, but also being Tavish. So why can't the Rajbo learn out the risk of going in that?
Yeah, so apparently the Rabbeinu Tam's take on the Sugya is considered too difficult. Not exactly sure why. Not sure why. But the Ravid seems to get more traction. I'll say it like that. Now, The Beis Yosef's dichling of the Rashba, right? And remember, the Rashba quotes from the Rif and the Gaonim that they agree with the Raive. Zakhar Beis Yosef, no, the din is just that's all Shriach, because women bleed for 5 or 6 days. It ain't true, no? In our world, women don't bleed for 5 or 6 days. 3, 4 is much more normal than 5, 6. So why is it that the Rif and the Ga'inim left out the din of Peiletas? So Hanir Lofi Anistaiti, and I have in my notes that the Note of Yehuda says this, but I don't have a Marim Makim in the Note of Yehuda, and I didn't find it. But I assume that at some point I found it. That's why I have it in my notes. So the Note of Yehuda writes, I can design that the Rif and the Ga'onim, they just pass in like this Rambam. We assume in Shulchan Aruch that Pleileta Shechva Zera is a din of Vav Onos. Vav Onos is the equivalent of 72 hours. But the Rambam holds, right? And the Gaon writes that the Rambam had a different girsa, right? It's funny because you could have just said there's a Machlekes HaTanoim on Pei Vav Amin Aleph in Shabbos, whether it's Gimel Onos or Dalet Hey Vav, right? In the Gemara, I would have said that the Rambam passes a Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yosef, but apparently the Gaon doesn't say that. The Gaon just writes that the Rambam has a different gear, so that according to the Chachamim, it's not Gimel Yomim, it's Gimel Onos. Well, if it's Gimel Onos, then it's Mamash Lo Shchiach. Right? The whole din of Poletus is going to be Shayach only if a woman's period is for less than 18 hours, no? That's already Lo Shchiach. Hanir Lofi in the Yistaiti, that the Rif holds that way. And Hanir Lofi in the Yistaiti, Rashi holds this way. Enough, Lam and Gimel Min Aleph, in the Shaila of the Gemara, whether Poletes is Dina Kiroa or Dina Kinoga'as, Rashi writes that we're speaking about a case when the husband is Ba'aleha Be'isr. Ba'aleha Be'isr. Taisus says, no. Kenzain, it's not Ba'aleha Be'isr. Because the din is Vav Onos of Poletas, and maybe she stopped bleeding before that. According to Rashi, L'cha'ora, the din Poletas is Gimel Onos. So it's highly unlikely that she's not bleeding, right, when there's going to be a din of Poletas. So it seems to me that we have three heavy hitters in Judaism. Rashi, Rambam, Rif and Gaonim, who assume that Poletas is a din of Gimel Onos. It seems to me that this isn't only the three Rishonim that we have, but Ken Zayin, this is how we assume La Halacha. You see, there is a festival that we have, not Hanukkah, that passed already, but Shavuos. No? When exactly is Shavuos? Is Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan or Shavuos on the 7th of Sivan? No? So Machlokes there in Meseches Shabbos on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Magen Avraham, Frekta Kasha, he asks, one second, the way we have it in the Gemara, so Matan Torah is really on Zion Sivan, not on Vav Sivan, no? The way we paskin in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's the Magen Avraham's Hocheshbon. So how come when I daven on Shavuos, I say Zman Natan Torah Seinu on the 6th day of Sivan, when it ain't true? So the Magen Avraham says, well, you know what? This has to do with how many onos you wait for Poletah Shechva Zara, etc., etc., etc. And it could be, again, he makes a whole cheshbon in the Gemara. We're not going to go into the details, like Moshe Rabbeinu's Hosef Yom Echad Midato, right, whatever it is. But according to the Magen Avraham, the fact that we say 6th Sivan is Man Matan Tarasenu is likely, according to the Rambam, it's only Gimel Onos. So I have among Rishonim.
The Magen Avraham says that.
Ayin Sham, the beginning of Tuf Tzadi Dalet in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes that it is that the our girsa in davening. Right? By the way, we take davening seriously. We assume that davening like matters. Right? Zman Matan Torah Seinu in davening. So the Magen Avraham makes sense, right? Does he have it in your sefer in the Shiras Hayam? He puts this Magen Avraham. Huh? He doesn't mention Shavuos. You have to write a letter to him. But the Magen Avraham says it, and the Magen Avraham seems to say that we really hold, like, or at least the Nusach HaTfilah is miyusad al pi shitas HaRambam. And this is already more tendentious, that the Gon also holds like the Rambam. It says in Shulchan Aruch Sheish Onos, no? The Gon in Oslo Amid Beis says, Perek Tes of Shabbos, Pei Vav Amid Beis, Abal Chachomim Omrim Bechulei, Abal Girsas HaRambam Gima Onos, V'chein Chas of HaRazo, Shekein HaGirsa Besram HaMedun Yakim, V'chein Hu Birushalmi. It seems to me that if I read the Gon straight, the Gon has two jobs. One job of the Gon is to quote the source of the Shulchan Aruch. Another job of the Gon is to tell you what the halacha is. And he does them kind of seamlessly. So he writes, the Maran Makim for this din is Shabbos Pei Vav Amid Beis, Vav Onos. But the Rambam has a different girsa of Gimel Onos. But the Baha Ma'ar agrees with the Rambam's girsa. But the Yerushalmi agrees with that also. I think if you put the Gra together, the Gra is basically saying that fundamentally the halacha should be Gimel Onos. Now, why is this so relevant? So I'll tell you why it's relevant. It's relevant in cases of difficulty. Later on, we'll discuss some of these cases. Shulchan Aruch seems to assume Vav Onos, the Ramah writes, Poritz Geder Yishchenu Nachash, like, you know, that we don't keep Vav Onos, we had a Trumas Hadeshen day for Ashkenazi, etc., 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 and you have to add that day, or else you're a really bad Jew. That's basically what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But all the Achronim say, yeah, you can be make on the Trumas Hadeshen day, if it's going to be the Pischei Tshuva Os Tesvav, says that if it's going to be a separation between the Chafifa and the Tevila, like a three-day Yontav and like, so then we'll relax the Trumas Hadeshen day. And some say maybe in cases of Balei Tshuva, right, where the husband is not yet religious, the wife is religious, and the husband doesn't want to go for such a long time without Tashmish Amita, and the wife has a short period, maybe you can rely on more Mekel Shitas. So yeah, we'll get rid of the Trumas Hadeshen day. Gotcha. Can we be even more Mekel than that? Can I say that in cases of difficulty, Gimel Onos, not Vav Onos? I would be inclined that that's, again, I need a posek to say this. I need someone whose beard is longer than mine. But it doesn't seem so crazy to me. Once I stack the deck and I have a chunk of major Rishonim and a chunk of major Poskim, Magen Avraham and Gain, and I could stack the deck a little bit more if you want. I think there is a Sam Sofer who says this. That it's not a crazy position. And perhaps, there is room to be Mekel after Gimel Onos, especially once I have these shitas of the Ravid and the Rabbeinu Tam, who say that Poletus is not relevant for us at all. I could put everything together and say, okay, you know what, Chevra, we could be Mekel. And especially if a woman cleans herself out. The Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Gimel, Ha'isha Shashimsha Mitasa Upaska Virotza Lisbor Miyom Machras Riyasa Tikaneach Yafa Yafa Osa Makam B'maycha B'begin L'hafad Ka Zera. Then you clean out all the Zera. So the smack is quoted in the Ramah, Ein Anu B'kiyim B'zeh. We don't know how to rinse ourselves out and get rid of the Zera. I remember one time talking to Rav Ben Chaim, I asked him, does Sfaradim hold of this? He goes, V'vadai. Is a bikiyut sarich laze. Ani lama, ani mamash lama yivin Ashkenazim. It's a good heart. What, think about it. Like, ain't on the bikiyim. Favos nish. Like, you can't clean yourself out. You can go to any drugstore, buy a douche, clean yourself out. Like, what's so hard? No? So, befrat, once I have that shita, right, maybe we won't hold to the Ramban. If she walks, it's ki'ilu, all the zera came out. But clean yourself out. So you put all this together. You clean yourself out. You have Gimel Onos. You have a Raiv, and you have Rabbeinu Tam. Again, if you'd ask me, I think that there is a ton of room to be mekel over here. But ma'ase, the Rama writes, poritz geder yishchenu nachash. Ma'ase, that the shachen os lamed writes, that even though this seems to be gezeira le gezeira le gezeira, it's a gezeira poletta. So m'gezer, maybe atu bia ben hashmashas, and m'gezer lo shimsha atu shimsha. No, this goes against like the basic rule in Yiddishkeit of lo goes from gezeira le gezeira. So the shach says something, ani mamash lo mevin mashu kotev. The shach writes here in os chav, the gezeira ben hashmashas, the gezeira pshutahi. Yeah. Is it really such a gezeira pshuta? Right, the shach is assumed, by the way, that in goes from gezeira le gezeira, like Rav Shachar has in one of his svarim, I think in the Bikli Atzon. In goes from gezeira le gezeira means the chachamim have liberty, have license to make gezeiras when there is a tzorech gadol. If something is a mosad lo shchicha, right, so that's not a tzorech gadol. So in goes from gezeira le gezeira. But it doesn't mean that you can't do two jumps. If it's mamash mosad lo shchicha, you can do two jumps. Right? So in this case, is two, three jumps. But not like we have this in the beginning in Basar B'Cholav also, a couple of cases. We gozer ha'alah atu achila. We gozer basar of atu basar behema. Like, farvos, why am I so machmir on this? So I happen to have a different shita why it's true, but it could be that's a dover shkiach. And by dover shkiach, we make more gezeres. I think that's what the shach over here is saying. Why is it shriach? I don't know. How shriach is that? Be a bein hashmashas? You know, I don't know. I don't get it. But okay.
Like a Friday wedding, and there's like, I guess maybe.
Yeah, but like, whoa. So let's go slowly. The Taz writes that this din entirely does not apply to a kala. Because why? Because dam basulim is a. Not really a nida, and he says that there's really no gezera of bein hashmashos, right? The Taz in Os Hey over here, right? Says that come on, by a kala they're not going to be a bein hashmashos. When Moshe Feinstein happens to write in the Truven Eben the Truven Yerideya Chelak Dalet Simin Yud Zayin Os Chaf Aleph. If Moshe Feinstein writes today, the chasanas are during the day, so often be a bein hashmashos could happen. I don't know. I mean, that's what Rav Moshe says. It seems to me to say that it's a gezeira pshuta, the Taz is against it on some level.
Yeah, maybe I'm saying
that
they have weddings on Fridays.
When they have weddings on Fridays, they'd have the wedding right before Shabbos. That's when the Magen Avraham has a whole discussion. What do you do about Hadlakas Neira Shabbos in that case? Can you have a guy light the candles and cover it up, and then the woman just show like today, like women, they cover their eyes when a man benches left, he doesn't cover his eyes. But women are choshesh for this opinion, the Baha'i, that comes up in Hilchos Chanukah, right? That they're mekabel Shabbos with the Hadlakas Neiris, right? So they cover their eyes. So it's killed, they're not getting kana, then they, right? It's not that they're doing like a magic trick, right? Oh. Very hard to understand.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How do you know that the grill here is pasken? It sounds like you're just putting more megomas.
So, again, I'm not such a mumcha in the Be'er HaGra. It seems to me that the grill has two jobs. He gives Ma'ar Meklamas, and he tells you his own cheetahs. So first he gives a Ma'ar Mekom, Shabbos, Pevavim, and Beis. Then he writes, Aval, Girsos HaRambam, and he stacks the deck that the Bahamur agrees with the Rambam, the Rishami agrees with the Rambam. So I would say that the way the grill concludes shows that the Gra holds Gimel Onos. He's also stacking the deck. He's saying it's a Talmud Yerushalmi, not sure where, but he's saying it's a Talmud Yerushalmi that agrees with the Rambam Shita. I think Gimel Onos is a very reasonable Shita. That's what it seems to me. I think it's a very reasonable Shita. Now, the Shaila that comes up is as follows.
Are there cases where we
call
with the 5 days altogether?
With the 5 days altogether. So that's sort of what we're talking about. The Mechaber would certainly say if you wash yourself out, that you could be mekel entirely. Ashkenazim say ein anu bekiyin. I would say after Gimel Onos, it's much more reasonable to be mekel. We'll talk about the types of kulas that we have in a few minutes. I want to talk about a few other shilas that come up over here in this simon. IUI. Right? A woman has intrauterine insemination. That means the zera goes in through a syringe rather than through tashmish hamita. Do you have to be choshesh or poletas in that case? So years ago, when I was in the Kollel Elyon, so Rabbi Kenny Brander, when I was in the Kollel Elyon, had us take a course with Machon Pua about fertility. And Rabbi Brander said that you have to be nervous about poletes in the case of IUI. Very often IUI is done when towards the end of her Shiva Nikiyam. That's just the way it works out. You want to do the IUI when she's ovulating. Very often the ideal window of ovulation is the last couple of days of Shiva Nikiyam, or right after she goes to the mikvah. That's in the Gemara already, no? That in Isha Mis Averes Ela Samuch Letfilasa, that's in the Gemara. So do you have to be worried about this? Rabbi Brander told us you have to be worried about it. You have to be worried about poletus by IUI. So I remember speaking to Rav Schachter about this. So Rav Schachter said that, you know, there's this book, the Nishmas Avram, Dr. Abraham Abraham. It happens that the Nishmas Avram's wife was my father's secretary when my father was working in the Federation of Baltimore. So my father used to take Dr. Abraham Abraham to Rev Moshe in order that he should get smicha and he should get shima shimamish. But the Nishmas Avram is like the classical work on medical halacha. He should have a refuah shleima. But Dr. Abraham writes in the Nishmas Avram that there's a concern of poletus. And Rav Schachter says, yeah, I had an exchange of letters with him. I have it in my Nishmas Avram over there, the exchange of letters with Dr. Abraham, that he thinks there's no concern of poletus because once the zera goes into the uterus, it will never come out. The Metzius is, he spoke to some doctors, that IUI, right, the zera goes into the uterus, it ain't going to come out, klavi ikar. There's something called ICI, where they use the syringe and it's intercervical insemination, not interuterine insemination. By ICI, can sign that the zera will come out. It could be the whole din of poleta shechva zera is only talking about the zera that is in the cervix, not the zera that is in the uterus. The zera that's in the uterus will never come out. This is Miyasha Bashana that Reb Kiva Eger asks. Reb Kiva Eger is bothered by the shayla. How can it be that the Mechaber says she should rinse herself out? Shouldn't that be a din of hashchasas zera? Right? Mecha'ora, there's an isra of hashchasas zera, places on Yud Gimel, writes that the isra of hashchasas zera applies to noshim the same as it applies to anoshim. There's a whole, right? That's what
Tosos is based on there, huh? Misunderstanding that they thought the woman had
zera,
so it's not relevant.
No, I don't think so. It could be based on the din of poletas. It could be it's because this poletas shechvas zera, and right, maybe the zera is gonna come out. And if you rinse the zera out, you're preventing that zera from going back in. So the answer might be that, come on, the only zera that's going to be, right, zera that's mazria, it sounds like a pasuk of Parsha Shmini, the only zera that's going to be, right, mazria, so zera that enters the uterus, is zera that's in the cervix, right, won't really be mazria, because it didn't get in initially, and it's not going to come in later on. And when we say that the woman is mekanachas es atzma, and that will solve the problem, it's she's not going to rinse out the zera in the uterus. So Rav Schachter basically told me that he felt that there's no din of poletes by IUI against Dr. Abraham, and he said that he had this exchange of letters. I don't think I ever saw it. It's just Rav Schachter told me about it. He says it's in his Nishmas Avram. So if you want to ask him, maybe he'll show it to you. Yeah, Tovia?
I understand if you want to say Hashkasha Zera for the woman, if she, in this case where she accidentally miscounted towards the end of the 4 by the IUI, But if it's at they were there goal and then she immediately saw blood, then presumably she can't get pregnant anyways at that point. So at that moment, so it wouldn't really be an issue.
Again, I'm not talking about she immediately saw blood. I'm talking about the Mechaber and Sefiyot Gimel. The Mechaber and Sefiyot Gimel writes that to solve the issue of plain leptes, what she should do is...
No, that's presumably right that she doesn't have to count all 5 days, but that's still right with the beginning of her period.
It's right after her period. She bled for a day or two. Then
right,
she's
I'm gonna, saying, but at that point, she's not become pregnant from any zera that she got right before her period.
She's not going pregnant just because, practically speaking, she's a nida. They're not going to touch
right,
a nida. But the zera from beforehand, I mean, again, Chazal understand that an isha's kova asbeses betchilas yimei ibura, and just because she has a period doesn't prove that she's not pregnant. I spoke about that with one of you this morning. Oh, right, Eitan. Yeah, I spoke about this with you. Right? Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, me and Kofetzadi Dawad. So, I don't know. You know, I think the reality also is that women in the first trimester are more likely to have some sort of bleeding, and it doesn't mean, again, if you have bleeding in the first trimester, go to the doctor immediately, because it could be that there's some problem in the pregnancy and they can potentially fix it. But it could also be that you're bleeding in the first trimester and it doesn't mean anything. You could get a period in the first trimester. There is implantation bleeding sometimes, that when the egg implants into the uterus, that there's going to be some bleeding. Such a thing exists, and that could be a period. So you can have a period even though you're pregnant. It's not impossible. It's not impossible physically. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the dinim of poletus, because it's kind of cool. So the shach seems to have two opinions in mitzias, right? Again, it's Shulchan Aruch, right? So that you don't have the first day of the Zayin, the Kiyam, until day number 5 after you started bleeding. So the shach knows test zayin. The ad also yom chayshinam l'chol yom b'yom shemat tiflait. The shach's first opinion is that maybe a little bit of zera will come out every day. No, excuse me. The ad also yom chayshinam l'chol yom b'yom shemat tiflait. The first opinion of the shach is that each day you have a suffix, maybe some zera came out. I'm not sure. Did zera come out on day 1? Did zera come out on day 2? It could be that there's polata shach v'zera in either or any of those days. So therefore, the shach says you can't begin. You can't begin counting. Second opinion in the shach is shema tiflot kol shlosh yonim. Maybe a little bit of zera will come out each day. Says the Sidrei Tahara over here in Os Lamed Vav, and later on in Os Mem Beis. Sidrei Tahara writes that the first opinion in the shach that maybe zera will come out, and I'm not sure which day the zera came out. That's hard to understand. Because l'cha'ora, if the zera only comes out on one day, why do you have to wait a full? Why do you have to wait a full 5 days? Right, l'cha'ora, just one day you have to add on because zera came out one day, and then you should have 8 nikiyim, not 7 nikiyim, and you'll solve the whole issue. Right. I'm not sure when the zera came out. So why do I have to wait the full amount of time? Right? Well, how does the Sidrei Tahara say it? Sidrei Tahara writes. So again, one second, the Sidrei Tahara writes. Devar Tzimuhin, Tav Karchach Hatzarach Lomay the Anu Choshishim Shema Polta B'chol Yom V'Yom Min Ashloshi Yomim. The Ibrivelon She'ena Poletas Al Yom Echad O'Shnei Yomim Lo Heisa Tzricha Limnos Shiva Yomim Achar Hashloshes Yomim Hayadayla B'chamisha O'Shishi Yomim The Poletas Ena Soiseres L'Mafreya. Right? That's the Sidrei Tahara's Kasha. Elamai, he says, that this is a raya that you need Sfurim L'Faneinu. This is a raya that you have to know what day you're up to during the Shiva Nikim.
You can say his question
slowly.
What was his question?
His question is that if the Zera is going to come out on one day, and you're not sure which day it is, so you only have to add on one day. Maybe the Zera comes out on 2 days. So you have to add 2 days. The fact that I'm adding 3 days, I understand if the, a little bit of Zera comes out on each of the 3 days, but that's a second opinion in the Shach. The first opinion in the Shach is that the Zera comes out on one day. The Zera comes out one day, I'm just not sure which day it came out. So why do I have to be Mosif the whole 72 hours? No?
Because it might come out on the third day.
It might come out on the third day.
Well, then 1 and 2 count. Then 1 and 2.
And then 1 and 2 count as the Nikiyim, Nachon. Remember, the Shiva Nikiyim, like we're going to see in Sif Yud Beis, you could have, right, 6, and then a break, and then what? No? So that's the kasha the Sidra Tara asks. It's a very strong kasha. Elamai, he says, you have to know which day you're up to in the Shiva Nikiyim. This requirement of Sfurim Befaneinu means, right, like we spoke about as one possibility within the middle staka, that you got to know which day you're up to. Right? We spoke about the Dvar Avra with respect to Sfiras HaOmer. I think this is already an interesting it's an interesting take on Judaism, which is why we're saying it over. Oh. It happens that in my tour, I don't know if all the tours have this, but my tour has like notes at the bottom. So note 37 at the bottom quotes a tshuva of the Mahari Bruna and the Urzarua in the Ksavyar, who write that you only have to add on another day. You only need 8 Nikiyim. That's already interesting.
Wow.
Right? That is, right, basically, again, if you go back to my kulas, this is a big one. No?
You say you only need 1 day to bless us back.
The Shut Mahari Pruna writes, the Be'emes Rile, the Kaimon Krabbonon, El Desrile, the Ein Derech Liflot Ma'at Ma'at Begimo Yomim, El Shadarka Liflot Hako Bebas Achas, Velochein Behosofas Yom Echad Sagi.
You start from the beginning.
Yeah. Wow. That's already, this is like awesomely cool, no? The Tshuva, the Mahari Pruna, again, I don't think anyone any mainstream post quotes it, but the Mahari Bruna was Jewish. He had a beard, right? So like Lecha'ora, it makes sense already. Again, this I can add to my packet of kulas in this sugya. Again, I'm scared to be so mekel, but it seems to me that there's strong evidence that we are overly machmir in this case of Poletus.
What do you do like without a lot of the Ramah is like very, very biting. No pun intended.
Very what?
It's very biting. Like it's a very sharp line.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do. I'm not sure. In other words, one time I don't remember which Mora Hora I spoke to, and he said that oftentimes when Poskim use strong language, that means it's to compensate for the weakness of the Shita. I thought that's the pshat in Rishon Ushvi'i ve'ein l'hakel. Because let's be honest, right? It's reasonable, very reasonable. Machlokes Rav and the Chanina and the Gemara, it's very reasonable to say Rishon Ushvi'i. Right? It could be that the ein l'hakel is to force the point. I remember, when did I speak about this once? We used to have this thing in the yeshiva called the Orthodox Forum. And one year in the Orthodox Forum, so there was a... What?
Yeah.
So when you're in the Orthodox Forum, there's a presentation about how halacha works. And Rabbi Willa gave like this whole mahalach about how you go through the sugyas and you try to analyze it, etc. And remember, if Aaron Lichtenstein, Zacharin Lovracha, raises his hand, it's like, well, what do we do in a situation that the sugya makes sense and everything lines up and you have a tzavarf and the Marie Bruna, Rabuda, that makes it to the Ramah. So what do you do in that case? That's an impossible shayla to answer. On the one hand, we're bound by the Ramah. On the other hand, I go through the sugya and I'm like, this poor it's getting yishchen and nachash. Like, it's really, really difficult. I don't know how to answer. Again, every kasha that Rabbi Aaron asked, like, you know, you have to sit Shiva Nikim to answer it. But it's not pashat. It's not Mishnah pashat.
We need to just agree that, or the Orsa Rovi says just one day. He's talking about 24. He's talking about how many hours.
You just count 8 days, probably.
Count 8 days. Right, count 8 days.
As long as 3 days is less than 48 hours.
Correct. Yeah.
It's funny if we start going around telling people Shmona Nikia, we start thinking we're crazy, but it's really cool.
It makes a lot of sense. It mamish makes a lot of sense. I'm curious what Rabbi Rosenzweig would do if he'd be teaching Kalacha Lamaisa. I'm really curious because, like, this is one of those sugyas that my guess is, like, he probably would not teach. that'd be my guess. Again, there is a discussion in the Achrayim over here about the gezerah of Lo Shimsha to Shimsha. They make the gezerah in the situation when, let's say, the husband is not in town. They make a gezerah in the situation where they can't have Tashmish Hamita, either halachically or medically. Moshe Feinstein writes, if they can't have Tashmish Hamita medically, that doesn't count. If they can't have Tashmish Hamita halachically, maybe that does count for one of these days. You can look in the Shach over here in the Iskaf. There's a whole discussion in these cases. We paskin that in this situation when the couple, the Sif Yud Beis case, when the couple ends up having Bia during the Shiv and the Kiyam, so you have to add on an extra day. In that case, we don't add on the Trumas Hadeshen day. Would I say that you only have to wait Gimel Onos, not Vav Onos, because it's Mamash Lo Shchiyach? I would be inclined to say that, actually, in that type of case. Again, Lora Isi Min HaPoskim, who say that. Again, it comes up in cases of Avelos. You read through the Pesachim Tshuvas over here, you get a number of cases where they're make on the Trumas Hadeshen day. The Mechabers make even more than that in Sif Yud Gimel. My inclination is that we should be more make at L'chol HaPochos because I have the Sheet of the Rambam, I have this Mari Bruna, right? I have my whole deck that I like to stack. So that's Judaism according to me. Okay, gentlemen. You should have a wonderful day. By the way, this mashal I give about the Rosh Motel. So the first year I said Shirim in Hilchos Nida, it's Rabbi Asaf Bednarsh's wife was like studying to be a Yel Etzet, and she was listening to my Shirim for some reason. So she sent me an email. She's like, this is like the best mashal ever about the Rosh Motel. So that's why I always say it over to give credit to Yorah Bednarsh. Okay, Shkoyach.